Life Audio.
Hi, friends. Welcome to Breathe, the Stress Less podcast. I'm Bonnie Gray. I'm your soul care guide for this time to help you relax, to breathe in God's love through His Word, and to learn a simple soul care tip. This is an action, something loving you can do to be kind to your body and your emotions based on science and scripture. I am the author of 4 books on faith and rest. And if you're on the journey to experience God's peace and joy in greater measure, I encourage you to pick up a copy of my books. My newest book is called Breathe, 21 Days to Stress Less and Transform Chaos to Calm. And it's a way to learn how God can help our bodies and our emotions feel better because of His Word, and also the way He's created our bodies, the way He's designed our nervous systems to work. And so it's also based on science. It's my journey through healing, what I've learned, and it goes through 4 different areas of wellness. So have you taken the Soul Care Quiz yet? It's at soulcarequiz.com, and you'll be able to learn what area of wellness you may be missing the most. That's emotional wellness, physical wellness, spiritual wellness, or social wellness. We'll just take the quiz and you'll be able to learn which area you may be missing the most. And that way you can simplify and not feel overwhelmed and focus on an area to improve with God together. So go to soulcarequiz.com and pick up a copy of the book. It's a new fall year. School has kicked off, and so picking up this book will help you to focus and prioritize your wellness. There's a study that I have read recently as school's been kicking off. There's an article that says that parents' mental health, they see their own mental health spiral as they see their own kids' mental health illnesses worsen. And that makes sense, right? We love our children. We're connected to them. And so whatever's happening with them, we feel it. We are the shock absorbers as parents. And even if you're not a parent, we are in this world connected to each other, whether we are friends, we're in ministry, we're mentoring others, we're serving others. We are all mothers and fathers, sisters and brothers to each other. When we're in relationship, when something happens to one of us in our community, it affects us. So today's topic is about one thing. If there is just one thing you could do that would help you and also help those you love. And specifically, I want to talk about parenting on today's podcast because school has kicked off and it's the most busy, stressful, chaotic return to school, kind of like a rough transition back. We have meetings, we have shopping, our kids are stressing out, adjusting to new schedules. There's conflicts at school that might be happening. I mean, even just talking about it, I don't know if you're feeling the stress, but it's good to talk about this so that we know we're not alone. So we want to focus on one thing you can do this week. This one thing you'll be able to do to lower the stress, and it will reduce school burnout, not only in our children, but also in ourselves. What do you think that one thing is? What's one thing you can do to lower the stress? That is our question today. And after our break from our sponsor, we will come back and we will breathe in God's word. We will pause together and relax in God's word that gives us that hope and we can rely on Him. And in that place of peace, we can learn together. I'll see you back after our break.
Well,
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with For King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Well, last week, when we explored how to calm the chaos and have your most fulfilling fall ever with God in episode 83, I had shared the power of leisure and that the root word of leisure is learning. And in scripture, the Greek word for learning is connected to leisure and to seek out God. Our scripture last time was about seeking God with our whole heart. That seeking involves learning. It involves practice and experience. So today I want to share one powerful learning, something we can do. We can dial down the stress and we want to be able to lower the stress. We can't avoid stress because stress is a part of life and school is one of the biggest transitions we can make. And as parents, we need to also lower our stress because just absorbing our kids' stress and knowing the challenges that are up ahead for them can increase our stress, even as we're responsible to take care of them, as well as all the logistics. So as we prepare for back to school season and all the busyness that comes with it, it's so essential that we remember that God is with us and that God wants us to have a place of refuge, that we have a place where we can rest our worries and pour those stresses out to Him. Let's just begin our time right now. Let's just take a breath. We hold our breath, don't we? When we're focused on solving a problem, we're focused on logistics, we're getting things done, and we hold our breath. We don't realize it, but we have tension in our bodies. And so just by breathing in and breathing out, it helps signal to our body to relax. It turns on the rest and relaxation response, and it combats that stress response. And we're going to incorporate God's word, because when we incorporate God's promise, we not only oxygenate our bodies and our minds and clear that brain fog, we also oxygenate our souls with God's peace and presence. So this week's scripture is from Psalm 116:7. Let my soul be at rest again, for the Lord has been good to me. We're going to breathe in, inhale, let my soul be at rest. Exhale, you have been good to me. Inhale. Let my soul be at rest. Exhale. You have been good to me. No matter what stresses are surrounding you, hear God's loving voice to you. God's goodness is still there for you. Nothing can separate His love from you. Your soul can rest in His love. God's goodness is safely tucked, reserved for you. Now that gets into our special soul care tip for this week, because there's many different things that cause stress. And I'm just going to name three of them. I would say the top three. I have two boys. They're 14 and 17. It's the first year that both boys are in high school. I have a freshman now and a senior. It's a stressful time because freshman year is new friends, new school, new campus, heavier workload. There's Josh, he's a senior. There's stress there because he needs to apply for college. And all of this can be overwhelming. What is it that overwhelms you about back to school as parents? It helps us to name what stresses us. Studies show that when we simply name, put a label on what it is we're worried about, the body responds by lowering the blood pressure and easing our heart rate to a resting heart rate. And our bodies actually relax. Just name those to the Lord right now and as you breathe in God's reminder that you can be at rest, resting is having someone to release your worries to. Rest isn't the absence of stress. It's having a loving presence that you can release your stress to. So breathe in, let my soul be at rest, and exhale what is stressing you. Name it. Well, one of the things, according to the CDC, they did a study on what are some of the top mental health symptoms in different schools that they're finding. And you've realized that we're not alone. One of the things that stresses teens out is a sense of feeling alone in their stress. So to combat that, spending quality time together is very important. Think about your day. What are some of those touch points? What are those touch points? And being in the car, even taking them to school, is a time where a lot of conversations happen. But I want to share one powerful soul care tip with you. It's something that less than 30% of families do, but it's one of the most powerful benefits of lowering stress. And it only takes 30 minutes. That's having a family meal together. That's right. There's a recent study in science journals that was published, and it found this year that family meals, it is a way to lower depression, anxiety, and stress in adolescence. And even if you don't have adolescence, it begins in childhood, this rhythm of having dinner together. But they found that adolescence, that's where stress peaks. That spending time, just even 30 minutes, spending time to sit down together and to share a meal will help lower anxiety and stress. The study shows that moods are lifted and that teens have a better outlook. Now, what's really important during this meal is there's some guiding steps, is to not talk about things that might cause stress. The meal should just be focused on eating together and talking about things that are more about what their day's been like, what have they seen, what have they heard. And you yourself can begin by talking about what your day's been like. What I love to ask is something like, hey, what's something interesting that happened today? Sometimes that's a hit or miss. They might say nothing, nothing interesting happened. I say, well, was there something funny that happened? What about at lunch? What did you eat? Who did you eat lunch with? What was your science class like? So talking more about who, what they've seen, what they've heard, and also getting to know the name of their friends and asking about things that interest them. When we do sit down, it promotes this relaxation mode. And studies show that as you're eating, as the smell, as the chatting around the table, studies show that laughing, sharing day-to-day struggles, or supporting each other, just listening, builds self-confidence and self-esteem. Just spending time together and enjoying something together will help boost your mood and will help release anxiety. There's a really great book I want to suggest. You can find the book that works for you, but I think it's a good starting point. In Harvard Graduate School of Education, they had focused on a course on the benefit of family mealtime. And so there's this book that they produced. And again, like I said, it's a great opportunity to just use it as a brainstormer and just as a point of inspiration. It's called Eat, Laugh, Talk, the Family Dinner Playbook. It's always helpful to have something to help inspire you and to kind of get into brainstorming. And it has 52 weeks of different ideas for family meals. It'll talk about different theme nights. One thing that I love to do is to ask the kids, hey, what's your favorite meal that mom makes, or what would you like to have? And so they will know that in the meal, one day a week, there's going to be somebody's different favorite meal. And then we all try different ones. Those are some ideas that I have that I like to do with my family. You know, our scripture this week is about remembering that God's goodness is there for us. And we want to provide that for our children. No matter what happens during the day at school, no matter how stressful, their challenges are, whether it's learning, developmental, or social. It's so important that kids have an experience where they can feel your goodness. They can feel that there's goodness waiting for them at the end of the day. And then they could take this break. There needs to be kind of like an island sanctuary. I think most importantly is to feel inspired and to know that it does make a difference. And that study showed there are benefits to family mealtime.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
What are some of your favorite go-to meals? I wanted to share a simple one that is the least effort for me, but the kids love it. It's getting the rotisserie chicken from Costco, but what we do is they love burritos. So I have the tortillas, I have different toppings, and it's so easy where I can just debone it and shred up the chicken and putting it on different platters and plates. Just the presentation is surprisingly makes it so appealing. Then I have different toppings that they can put in their burrito, and we'll have a Caesar salad, which is one of their favorite salads. We have that. They put it in their wrap, and they love to have some tortilla chips, and we'll have some guacamole. And so that is a real simple go-to where I don't have to cook so much, and all the material is ready for me to just present it, and the kids come down and feel like, oh, this looks great, Mom. And we can just eat and chat and enjoy a respite in the evenings. Well, friends, I just want to encourage you. What is your go-to meal? What are some of the favorite meals that your family has for each member? I want to encourage you that you have that power to release stress together with your family and to be able to provide that sanctuary where God's goodness is experienced and not just talked about in our minds, but experienced in our soul. Well, friends, let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you so much that we have the ability to remember that presence, just simply being present with others, is how you help us relieve stress with each other. That's why you put the Holy Spirit in each of us. We can't operate alone. We can't be on an island. So Lord, help us in our families that we are not in little islands on our own. Help us to share a meal together, just like you did. You went with Mary and Martha and Lazarus. It's your favorite place to be, to just rest and share a meal. It's your favorite thing to do is to share a meal with your disciples who you call your friends, so much so that John just leaned into you as they enjoyed a meal together with you. Lord Jesus, thank you for being at our family tables and help us all to rest with you. Thank you. Our souls can be at rest with you. You are our sanctuary. You are our refuge. For each beloved ones who's listening, touch them with your peace. Place your warm arms of love around them as we relax into this moment with you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, friends, I will see you next time. We will share another time together to relax and to help you to rest into God's goodness one week at a time. Pick up a copy of my book, Breathe 21 Days, the Stressless and Transformed Chaos to Calm. It's the number one audiobook earlier this summer when it was released. It's a great way for you to just take a walk, even for 10 minutes, which will lift your spirits and listen to the audiobook and help encourage you that God cares about your well-being. Well, I'll see you next time. Remember that you're loved and you're cherished. Just rest.
Breathe, the Stressless Podcast, is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hey everybody, I'm Dale.
And I'm Tamara.
We're hosts of the Kainos Project podcast,
where we help you tackle ancient Christian truths in an everyday settings.
To learn more and subscribe, go to lifeaudio.com.